Howdy, hey, my name's Zach. Welcome to my podcast. I'm usually not one for outspokenness, but I think I can help you as I have a proficient insight into emotional intelligence and how we can practically apply it into all of our lives. I'm honestly too self-aware for these trailers, but I really would appreciate it if you can pop in for like 5 minutes on one of my podcasts and maybe you'll learn something.
Yo, yo.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, Zach New, and I'm here with my buddy, my friend, my husband, my wife, Jordan.
Husband and wife, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, it's 2021, dog.
That it is. All right, cool. Now that we got that out of the way, I am all ready.
Yeah, I think I could pop us off. I mean, the other day we got into how to be a better forgiver. And the bullet points I had listed were forgive yourself for the things you do to yourself and for also the things you do to others. And I think both kind of go hand in hand with a version of self-worth. And I think we can start with forgive yourself for what you do to yourself. Because forgiving yourself from shortcomings can equal finding love in real life and understanding yourself better. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's so, funny, 'cause, one of my questions or topic points here is when to forgive yourself. And, you know, that goes in like toxic relationships, your mistakes, other mistakes, or other people's mistakes, and your thoughts and feelings. And that's really interesting that you bring up that last part that you said, that forgiveness of others and yourself is a greater being of self-worth and tying into our identity of who we decide to be. Because really, we decide. The choice is ours to decide who we want to be at the end of the day.
Yes, and when I'm talking about forgiveness, I am far from being self-centered. It's, forgiveness is not about just feeling good about yourself. It's also better in the relationship of those around you. Because
for greater good.
Yes, because, you know, your lack of confidence doesn't just hurt you, it hurts those in your life. Because those in your life need you to have self-confidence so you can survive. You know, we're out in the jungle, it's just you and me, and we need to go in different directions to forge for resources. I need you to have self-confidence in yourself as a person to do what you need to do. And now if I feel you lack self-confidence and that you're going to freeze up when you see like a tiger or something, then now I'm like, now I don't trust you because you don't trust yourself. So in order for me to trust you, I'm going to need you to love yourself. And how do you love yourself? You forgive your past shortcomings. And I think this all connects like a root, like the root of all these problems from childhood, where we get shortcomings that lead to insecurity, which lead to a lack of love, which lead to a deeper pit of insecurity. Then people see that, then now they don't trust you. Now you're even more insecure. And now you don't trust anyone because now they don't trust you. So I think the root to all of this is learning how to forgive yourself for your shortcomings.
And before we dive into the forgiveness of your shortcomings, have you ever, actually, I don't know if you've ever heard of the story of Buddha and Ananda?
I don't think so.
All right, so Buddha and Ananda are traveling through the forest, and they're trying to reach a destination of some town. And the Buddha tells Ananda that it's just 2 miles to our destination. 2 miles. Well, they get 2 miles, and still no town. And after traveling for some time, Ananda and Buddha both begin to get weary and tired, And Ananda asks Buddha, "I thought you said 2 miles." And Buddha nods his head, "Yes, 2 miles." They come across a man. And Ananda asks the man, "How far is the nearest town?" The man looks at him, looks at Buddha, laughs, and says, 2 miles. The Buddha laughs, leaving Ananda in confusion. They continue on, another 2 miles, still no town. They reach a woman. Ananda asks the woman, "How far is the nearest town?" She looks at Buddha and Ananda, laughs, smiles, and says, "Just 2 more miles. And they travel on further. 2 miles pass, a little further past, and they reach the third man. Finally, Ananda asks the third man, "I've asked 2 previous people how close the nearest town is. They both told me 2 miles. Can you please tell me how far is the nearest town from here?" The man looks at Buddha and him, laughs, smiles, and says, "Just 2 more miles. And as Ananda and Buddha travel down 2 more miles, eventually not reaching the town, Ananda stops in frustration under a big tree, looks at Buddha, and finally asks, "You told me 2 miles at the beginning of our trip was how far it would take to reach our destination. Why would you lie to me?" Buddha laughs and smiles, not saying a word, leaving Ananda confused, leading to another question of his. "Buddha, why were you and the other 3 people laughing every time I asked that question?" And Buddha looked at Ananda and said, "If they were to tell you the truth, you would not have gone any further."
And
just like in life, it was a form of encouragement. So as they were not lying, but encouraging to continue down that destination, it's kind of the same way with forgiveness. If you see how far your destination is into forgiving someone, like if we're talking like serious things and forgiveness, like a toxic relationship or any mistakes you made, that form of encouragement from others is helpful for you to not only forgive yourself for your mistakes or for allowing people to walk over you, whatever it may be, but it leads to forgiveness in others. So it's always nice to have that form of encouragement to ignite, you know, that flame to forgive yourself and others, because that self-worthiness takes, it's, you know, it's a further destination than what, you know, is being told to you, but it's an encouraging adventure to forgiveness itself, like that blissful feeling, you know. If you ever like get into such a negative self-talk about yourself, I mean, like many of us have, you know, you begin to go down the path of self-doubt and anger, hate, whatever that may be. And then what leads you back down the right path is the people that say, "Hey, you know, you're doing a good job. You should keep going. Don't give up on yourself." So that's the people telling you, "No, just 2 more miles. And then eventually you'll align down your path of forgiveness to heal yourself, which then is like a form of healing for others.
Wow, wow, wow. You know, slightly on a related example, just 2 miles. It's fine. Just 2 miles. You know, I tell myself something similar when I'm working out. That's fine. Just 5 more reps. 5 more reps later, that's fine. Just 5 more reps. It's like you can do an extra 20 reps by just telling yourself just 5 more each time.
Yep. It's the baby steps, right?
Yes.
They're far more encouraging than looking at the grand picture of things. Because if your destination was like 30 miles or whatever, or 50 reps, and you're just starting, you're like, damn, 50 reps, I got to do 50 reps. You might not even do it. You're already setting yourself back at that moment. But once you like start, hey, let's just start with 5. Hey, okay, 10 more. Hey, let's push it a little more. You know, let's try to add 15. And then by the time you know it, you're at 50.
Yes, yes. Yes. So
I think that's like it's a mental thing at that point. That's like a first mental step I always think of when it comes to forgiveness.
Howdy, hey, my name's Zach. Welcome to my podcast. I'm usually not one for outspokenness, but I think I can help you as I have a proficient insight into emotional intelligence and how we can practically apply it into all of our lives. I'm honestly too self-aware for these trailers, but I really would appreciate it if you can pop in for like 5 minutes on one of my podcasts and maybe you'll learn something.